Monday the 20th of February, Rabbi Danny Kirsch, Making Havdalah, Making Distinctions.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to thank the organisers of the Torah Way, not only because of every morning that you're able to have the opportunity to learn Torah, but because of a Maaseh Shehaya that's happened to me as a result of preparing for this shiur. Last night I was preparing the shiur, and I have a couple of questions which were unanswered. A question which was bothering me was that in Havdalah we say a pasuk from Megillas Esther. In Havdalah we say La Yehudim Hoyesar the Simcha L'Sosav Yikar, famous pasuk, everybody knows it, and we say it Megillas Esther. And I'm thinking to myself, we're getting ready for Purim, or the Rishon or the Sheni, getting ready for Purim. What is the connection between Havdalah and the need to say this pasuk? I've been working on this for a while, trying to think with some answers and speak to Haverim, looking to Sforim. 2 weeks ago, I was knocking on my door. A gentleman came collecting. I was going to give him a small nedava, and then he introduced himself. I'm the son of the Shari Aaron. The Shari Aaron is a Gvaldiga Sefer Sforim on Chumash Rashi and on the Foshe Torah. And I said, oh, you're the son of the Shari Aaron. Please come in. He came in, he sat down. And I asked him about his course, and I said, you know, it's interesting you're here, because 12, 13 years ago, I got given as a gift the Shari Aaron from a very good chof of mine, and your father wrote in the beginning of the Sefer, look, I'll show you Chelik Rishon, I'll show you Bresh, I'll show you what your father wrote to me. So the only thing is that since he wrote Bereshis, the first few Sedras, since then, he's rewritten them, and he's come out with new Krachim, and I don't have the new Krachim. Tell me, where can I buy this Krachim? I hear I'm living in gold, where can I get the Krachim? He says, I'll tell you what you do. Tell me which Sforim you want, and I'll ask my father for those Sforim, and he'll send them to you in the post. Mamish, like the old days of the Chofetz Chaim, used to go and used to get a sefer from the Chava. I said, I don't want to be matriachim, I'm Mamish, a choshev, a yid, a chochem. He said, no, that's how he likes to do it. So we worked out approximately the price. He phoned his father, I gave him the money, and so was it. Last night, I got a phone call. Sean, this is, gave me his name, Mechabad B'Shari Aaron. I understand you've ordered some Sforim for my son, yeah? I just want to check which Chalokim you've ordered so that I can send them to you correctly and make sure you have the right Sforim. I said, thank you very much. And by the way, I've got a question. Because he's actually been Mechabad Sforim also on Tefillah and on Shulchan Aruch as well. I thought, here's my question. What is the connection between La Yehudim HaYisrael? What's the connection with that and Havdalah? So Baruch Hashem, in the schus of last night preparing the shiur, and perhaps 2 weeks ago giving a little bit of stocker, I'd like to share with you an idea that he shared with me, an idea that I share with him, and Baruch Hashem, he was maskim for the idea, and he shared with me an additional idea as well. So thank you very much for the opportunity, for the wonderful timing of the author of the Shari Aaron turning me up last night.
Oh,
that's up to the Eibishter. We have to work on. In Londis, the Ikki is the Hachona. We have to make sure we got a good kasha. So in the Schus of Zion, we'll try and come up with an answer. So it's very interesting, this whole question of why it is that we mention a number of things in the beginning, the first paragraph of Havdalah. And it seems that you'll notice at the beginning of certain times of the year in certain situations, we seem to use certain simonim. For example, Rosh Hashanah, we have all the famous simonim. Mamish, at the very beginning of something, we eat, we consume, we say special tefillahs with hopes for the future of what the simon will give me, the apple and the honey, etc., etc. There's another example of this, is when a chosn has an aliyah latara just before the Shabbos Ufruf, just before the chasna, people pelt him with all sorts of interesting things, sweets, also the traditions as the chosn kal on the way to the chuppah as well. What's this idea that we do this sort of simon toiv, we throw, give them a nice little simon? So he shared with me a maral, and the maral is actually based on a Ramban. And it seems to be the following idea. The whole concept of simoni actually is very difficult, because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deciding for us what's going to be, what difference does it make if we eat apple and honey? The future is at stake here, and we're going to eat apple and honey, and he seems to suggest the following idea. That we will take upon ourselves certain positive simonim, certain good acts and certain good simonim, with the hope that if we started in this sort of direction, we're this to say pushing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that direction as well. That we will begin a process of good and good deeds and good acts and good simonim, and in Yirtzeh Hashem, the good will be built upon that positivity. But it seems to be at the very beginning of any situation that we do exactly that. And hence, he suggested the idea of these simonim. And he said that the psukim that we say on Havdalah, the psukim we say before we make Havdalah, are basically psukim should be a mazalik roch, and the roch should be full of good things. And this week in Yirtzeh Hashem should be like Yehudim Ora, that this week should be a week full of light and simcha and sosam, and wonderful things should happen to you this week. And dafka on Motzi Shabbos, as we're beginning the new week. So as if to say, we say this simonim, these good psukim, in order to bring that about. And it's very interesting, because as a result of this, I started looking through a number of neschois as to how people begin Havdalah. And I'm sitting around a group of generally Ashkenazi Yidden, though there could be exceptions, but if you look in the Sephardi Siddurim, you'll notice they actually have different psukim that they begin. You'll see different psukim which they say. And I came across an interesting idea in the Machzor Roma, and the Machzor Roma brings our Pesukim, Pesuk Yehudim Ha'isra, and then he goes on to say, V'tiyah oiv v'simcha v'sos of Yikov, and then he starts going a whole list of things before we make Havdalah. V'simcha nodein v'ayis hazeh, there should be simcha in this house, v'chol mokam, in all place, and he goes on to simon tov v'batein and mazel tov, and he goes on and on and on with lots of simonim before he makes Havdalah. Interesting. Before you actually make the bracha of Havdalah. And the idea is, at the point of beginning, we make all this simonim. Interestingly enough, if we understand that the first paragraph is actually related to the concept of simonim, it helps us understand a number of interesting halachas. First of all, it's brought down that we have a minhag, this comes from the Darkim Rosh, so we have a minhag nowadays to start with psukim beforehand and say certain ideas. However, never, this is just a simon toiv. It's a simon tev, the ain chayva b'dov. It's not an obligation. So if you miss it out, you don't say it. It's fine. But it's a beautiful thing. It's a nice simon tev. And as a result of that, you'll see there are certain interesting halachas which are going to come out in just a few minutes' time. The Levush has a very interesting approach, and he actually shows that the different psukim we say actually referring to the different brochas that we make. And now I don't have a chance to go into the whole idea, but you can look up yourself, the Levush. And he says the pasuk of La Yehudim Ha'isar of the Simcha corresponds to the brach of Borei Morei Ha'esh. And that is that now, in this week, the Yidden and the Yitz Hashem in the months and years to come should have light, and that corresponds to when we make a brach of Borei Morei Ha'esh, and we bring extra oil, we bring extra light to the home. The Ben Ish Chai, in discussing these halachas, the halachas of making Havdalah and the obligations for us to ensure that we point out something very important, which is not well known to a lot of people, and that is exactly what the Chiyuv Havdalah is and where the Chiyuv Havdalah starts. And the Ben Ish Chai points out that and he's quoting here the Rambam, Mitzvah Tasei, according to the Rambam, Mitzvah Tasei min HaTorah leKadosh HaShabbos b'Dvorim b'Yisusa. When Shabbos goes out, according to the Rambam, it's a Mitzvah Tasei d'Oraisa to mention Shabbos has gone out. How do you do that? With words. With a sharp posting, according to the other posting, in whom we does the sofan, the mitzvah is a mitzvah de rabbonim. V'lochein tiknu anshei kinesis hagedolah. And therefore, the anshei kinesis hagedolah, the mesakein, nusach atochonon tanah. The nusach in our tefillah of atochonon tanah. Lo'omra b'tefillah, u'bezeh mekayim o'odem mitzvahs b'kadosh ha-shabbos b'dvorah. By putting the word atochonon tanah, when Shabbos goes out, you're fulfilling the obligation to be mekadesh the Shabbos, to separate Shabbos and show how important Shabbos is, and that's instituted by the Chachamim in the Tefillah. V'achar kach chozer v'tikna chazal v'kach alakoy. Once they were already mesaken, which you have to do something called Havdalah on Motzi Shabbos in Atachon and Tana with our Tefillah, afterwards they're obligated to make Havdalah on the coast. Which seems to infer, which means quite clearly, and the Gemara discusses it, that the first obligation is to mention Atachon and Tanan Tefillah, and the Havdalah on the coast is like a separate thing. There's a whole big discussion here about the difference of Kiddush on Friday night and Havdalah on Motzi Shabbos, women, etc., etc. That's a much broader discussion for us for now. But the Ikka Havdalah is actually in the Tefillah. And there are many interesting halachic maskininas which are relevant to that.
And that is, what happens if a person forgets after Chonon Tamu in Tefillah? They forgot to say Avdol in Tefillah. They forgot to be Mavdol and Kosh Lechol Ben Olachoshech, etc., etc. So the answer is, it depends. If they're going to make Havdalah afterwards, and they've got a kosh already set aside, then they don't have to repeat themselves. But if they don't have a kosh separated, the Ben Shai speaks about it, the Mishnah Berurah discusses it, then they would have to daven the Shmoneh Esrei again, because the Ikar Havdalah is actually Atachon and Tana, the Ikar Havdalah is actually in the Tefillah. Now, with this comes a very interesting question. You could say, really, my question isn't really a question, because why is it that we say a tefillah, why is it we say a pasuk from Megillas Esther and Havdalah? In the beginning it's simonim, very positive simonim, and it's a beautiful pasuk which refers to Layit, Layit, and Layit Ara, that in Yitz Hashem during the course of this week we should have light, and we should have joy and simcha, and that's why it's there. It doesn't necessarily have to do anything with the concept of Megillas Esther. However, if you start looking into this idea in detail, you'll see that there's a whole different concept of Havdalah, which perhaps many of us aren't completely aware of. The Mishnah Berurah discusses why is it that when we say Havdalah in our tefillah, the first bracha is chosen as the Havdalah bracha. In other words, we make our introductory brachas, and then we make the bracha of Bakosha. It's Atah Chonin La'odim Da'at, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've given wisdom to people. Incidentally, it's a tremendous insight, and the Mephoshim point out that the first thing we ask for is not health, it's not financial security, it's not wealth. For the first thing we ask our Kodesh Baruch Hu is, you've given me the ability to have Das, Bina, Haskel, depends on what your Nusach is, Chochma, Bina, and Das. You've given the human being extraordinary capabilities. Please, our Kodesh Baruch Hu, let me use those capabilities for the soul. That's the first thing the Mephoshim point out that we ask for. Why is it that when we make Atachon and Tanu, the bracha of Havdalah, we make it dafka in the bracha of Das? So there are a number of reasons. The first one is because there's a difference between the tefillah of Shabbos and the tefillah of the weekday. On the tefillah of Shabbos, you're not allowed to make any bakoshes, you can't make any requests, and therefore our tefillahs are very clear that way. There's many discussions about certain tefillahs. We do say which seems to be a bakosha, but anyway, on Shabbos you don't make requests. But on Motzei Shabbos you do make requests. So at what point should you be mavdil ben kodesh lechol in your tefillah? At the very first bracha, when you're moving in tefillah from the concept of regular Shabbatic davening into the special davening of the vach, which is a bakasha. And in that moment I'm going to make havdalah, and I'm going to say I'm being mavdil now between the kedusha of Shabbos and the chol, and making differentiation in that area. That's why I make it in the first bracha. The Gemara discusses other ideas. It's in Perek Hamishi in Brochas. And Gemara brings, the Mishnah says, that Maskin Gavurus Gesholim B'tchias HaMesim, and we ask for rain and B'chas HaShanim, V'Havdala B'choinen Das. And the Gemara says, my time, and what's the reason why we ask Das and Choinen Das? So Amar Rav Yosef, Mitoch Shehi Chochma. To be able to make Havdala, Taka Chochma. You have to use your brain, you use your head. And because it's a Chochma, therefore, it was kvur the birchas hachochma. Rashi says, "Mitoch shi chochma, hachochm yodea lahavdul ben kodesh lachol, ubein tomer latar." A chochm knows not just how to religiously make the ritual of havdalah. A chochm knows not only about how to pick up a candle and how to pick up a wine and how to smell the besomim. A chochm knows how to make havdalah in life. A chochm knows how to make havdalah in life. And therefore, when we make the bracha atachoinein, that is the bracha of wisdom. The first thing we ask for our Kodesh Baruch Hu is, help me use my faculties as best as I possibly can. Help me use my brain, help me use my understanding, help me use my discernment. Let me make the right decisions. And what is that if it's not Havdalah? Ben Kodesh Lechol, Ben Ola Choshech, and Ben Yisrael La'amim. Between Klal Yisrael and the rest of the world. That is a real chochmah. And am I going from the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Gevaldik of Shabbos, into the Vach? That's exactly the moment now when I need to be making those decisions, and I need to have that Chochmah in Turkey. The Yerushalmi, on the similar idea, Yerushalmi says, Im ein deh havdolah minayim. If you don't have Das, how can you make Havdalah? So you see a very interesting idea. That the Ikka Havdalah, which is the Havdalah in Tefillah, is not simply about
the ritual of making Havdalah, it's about the Daat, it's about the intellect. It's very interesting because some of the deeper Meforshim point out that in Havdalah itself, the Seder of the Brochus is very interesting. When we make Havdalah on the coast, the first thing we do is we say Brei Pri HaGofen, which is our mouth, we're going to drink it. And then the next thing we do is we make Brei Menei V'Samen, which is our nose. And then the next thing we do is we make Brei Mara'esh, which is already the obligation to see and to have benefit from it. And the deeper Meforshim say, in Havdalah itself, you watch the Seder starts with the mouth, then it goes up to the nose, then it goes up to the eyes, and it goes higher and higher and higher into the aspect of Daat. And then immediately after making these brachas, then we make the bracha, Hamavdil Ben Kodesh Bechol, as if to say, moving from the physical into the intellectual and taking the higher level with it as well. So the idea here is that when we make Havdalah, there's far more obligated from us than saying the words. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu is expecting from us is we're mavdil in our life. We make Havdalah. And this concept of making Havdalah was the next discussion that I had with the Shariah. He gave me his pshat about the Siman Tov and the Mazel Tov, which was the obligation that you say the pasuk, which is a nice pasuk to say, was not the ikka, as if to say, of Havdalah. And it's part of the simonim which we start the week with, start the way, day, with the Torah way with. But I shared with him another answer. And that is a very interesting thing. The Me'am Lo'ez points out that Tucker, when the Yidden knew that there was going to be this situation in Paras and Madai, that they were placed into this frightening situation of possible annihilation by Haman, a number of them went into hiding. What went into hiding? What's going to be? Suddenly, Baruch Hashem, Mordechai HaTzadik is promoted, and he's walking around the kingship, he's walking around the kingdom, and he's walking mamish as a king himself. Things are beginning to change a little bit. And he points out, Efshet, a number of them came out of hiding. They were there, mamish in the dark, in the dismal, in the dungeon, and we hear many stories about how people hid during the Second World War, and in mamish, they came out of the darkness and the dungeons into the light. And at that moment, La Yehudim HaSa'ora, they came from mamish darkness into the physical light, and the brightness of the light had an impact upon them. What do we learn from here? That of course La Yehudim HaSa'ora means that the Yidden had light, and the Gemara points out as a result of that they had all the mitzvahs of Brit Mila, etc., etc. But also there's the concept of Golus and Geula, there's the concept of darkness, mamish, where we feel completely entrapped, and there's the concept of Geula, of the tremendous light. An idea which is found in many of the Meforshim, and many of the deeper ideas, the connection between darkness and light, between Golos and Gula. The Yidden were mamish in this terrible situation of darkness, and Baruch Hashem, Eibishter, separated them, and the mitzvah which took place. If you look into the Meforshim which discuss what is expected of the Yidden, you'll find something very interesting. When the Yidden first went into their first ever Golos, and they went down to Mitzrayim, so the pasuk tells us that Yehuda shalach lefonot al Yosef lahoros lefonot Goshen. Hakadosh Baruch Yaakov Avinu sent Yehuda in front of him. He said the Yidden are going to go and live in a place called Goshen. Yidden are going to live in a place called Goshen. Why are they going to live in a place called Goshen? Because the idea is the Jewish people have to live separately from the non-Jewish world. And in that world of Goshen, we'll sit and we'll learn Torah. Rashi says he set there to open the Beit HaMedrash, to open the shul, place in which Yidden can learn and they can continuously shtayt. And that will be the mogein, that will be your security against the Golus. If you stay in Goshen and you learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, that is the surety that you'll be able to fight against Golus. I once heard from Rabbi Bulman, Becha Tali Rocha, and I think he said it over the name of Shem Shmuel, but you have to excuse me if I'm wrong. He just pointed out that the letters of Goshenah are the letters of the dreidel as well. Neis Godel Hayashon, interessant, he said, and he says over the letter Goshen stands for the four main exiles the Jewish people experienced. Gimel was for Guf, and that was during the time of Paras and Madai, where the bodies of the Jews were being attacked. The Shin is for Sin, which is Seichel, which was the time of Yovam, when the intellects of the Jews were being attacked. And the Nun is Neshama, when their base matrix was destroyed by Goddess Bovah. He said that when the Yidden were taken into Goshen, it was to teach them how Yidden are supposed to live in exile.
You create yourself a base of medrash. You create yourself a place of learning. Create yourself a separate place from the non-Jewish world in order that you can grow and you can thrive, and that will be your moge. And Shimshon Zalman Hirsch and others speak that the idea is not to be separate for the sake of being separate, but the way we can be all a goyim, the way we can be a light to the nations, is when we're not assimilated into the nations. When we know clearly our Torah and what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us, only then can be an all a goyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yaakov Avinu, sent Yehuda ahead of him to prepare the place of learning, which will be the strength to ensure that Yidden see themselves as the Golas. The Forshim point out something very interesting. How did the Golas of Mitzrayim begin? And it's very interesting because we have Purim in Adar Sheni. Chazal tell us it's to be Semech Gula Legula. We've got the Geula of Purim, and it should be close to the Golas, the Geula of Mitzrayim. So in Parsha Shemos, we learn a little bit about what happened. Uvenei Yisrael Porov Yisrael, the Yidden Boch Hashem started multiplying. And wherever you went, a Kanaan Ahara Yidden everywhere. And of course, everybody knows, the Medrash says, it doesn't necessarily just mean there are a lot of Yidden, but the Goyim says there are a lot of Yidden, because they turned up to the Zietas and the person sitting next to them was a Yid. Wherever the Goyim went, they found the Yidden weren't just living in Goshen anymore, they weren't separating themselves, but they were assimilating into the culture. Comes along the next Pasuk and says, Vayokom Melech Chodosh. And a new king arose, Al Mitzrayim Asher Lo Yodes Yosef, who didn't make no Yosef. When is it that the non-Jews start attacking the Jews? When is it this problem starts arising? Say the Mephoshim, when the Yidden start becoming one with the non-Jews. Here's the Shariaran to me in our conversation. The Chofetz Chaim is discussing the concept of making Havdalah Ben Yisrael La'amim, points out an interesting Tazach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're supposed to be Mavdil Ben Yisrael La'amim, between yourself and the non-Jewish people. But if you're not Mavdil between yourself and non-Jewish people, then the non-Jewish people will force you to be Mavdil. You're supposed to do this out of your free choice. You're supposed to recognize the awe of what the Kedusha, of what it means to be a Yid. You're supposed to learn to make Havdalah. But if you're not learning to make Havdalah, then the non-Jewish world will make Havdalah for you. So says the Chofetz Chaim. And the Shari'an last night discussed with me a number of incidences in Jewish history where this takes place. It's very interesting that the Mephoshim, when they're speaking about the actual word Pesach, point out something very interesting. The Rebbe Yerucham of Vemir asked the following question. Why do we give Pesach the name Pesach? If you think about it, there are lots of other different names that we could give. We could give it the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We could talk about the tremendous Nisim which took place. But we choose one word, both for the Yontav, as is well known, we call it Pesach, and also because of the Korban which took place, the Korban Pesach. What is that word symbolizing, and why is that the word which is always known throughout history? Says Rabbi Yochum of Mir, he says, because on Pesach means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mavdil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu separated. He said, those who are firstborn, they will die. Those who are not firstborn will live. Those who are Yidden, they will stay alive. And he was Mavdil Ben Kodesh Lechol Ben Yisrael Amin. And to this day we have that startling word of Pesach to remind us that we need to be Mavdil. We need to understand what's separate and special about us. Again, not separate for the sake of being separate, but separate because then we can grow and shteig, and then we can make the Roshim on the non-Jewish world as examples of individuals who stand up for Torah and mitzvahs, who learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. With that in mind, we can understand certain aspects of the Purim story in preparation in just a few weeks to go. We've only got, I think, about 25 shopping days left for Purim, and so I want to share with you some thoughts, if I can, in preparation for that. La Yehudim Ha'isa'ara, the Klal Yisrael had light. But how did the problem start in the first place? If you learn the Sforim of Ezra and Nehemiah, look at the book of Daniel, and Mamish, it's very kedai to learn Sefer Daniel before Purim, because it's a tremendous insight into the preparation from Golas Bavel to Poros and Madai, and the transformation and exactly what happened. And the Nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu already organized there at the time of Daniel.
Did you see that Klal Yisrael were assimilating? Klal Yisrael were assimilating. They were becoming part of the culture. I think it was Rav Meir Shapiro said about America that they've learned to make Kiddush, they haven't yet learned to make Havdalah. They've learned to say that everything's holy, everything's got a kedusha to it, it's wonderful, but there's a point in which a yid's got to say we've got to be mavtil, not to become part of it. So if you see what was happening to Klal Yisrael, they were slowly, slowly becoming assimilated into the culture of the non-Jewish world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, you're not mavtil. They go to the suit of Achashverosh, and not only are they not mavdil, being kodesh lechol, but they take the kodesh which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them in the base of Mikdash, and they use the very kalim for their chol b'gavachah. Not only are they not mavdil ben Yisrael amim, they're sitting together the suda. Everything had a good hechsh on it, but that's not the inyan of havdalah. The inyan of havdalah, which is in the broch of das, is to understand in everyday life what HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from me, how to be mavdil ben or lechoshech in every single life. And unfortunately, it didn't work. And they become part and parcel of the world of Torah Samadai. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're not going to separate yourself, then I'm going to separate you. And the Goyim will choose that the Yidden need to be mavdil. They need to be separate. They've got a tafkid, they've got a job in life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created us for a special reason to be la'ol ha'goyim. But if the light is being extinguished by the non-Jewish world because we're becoming so much part of it, so the non-Jewish world will have to remind us who it is that we're Yidden. At which point the whole Purim story starts going to the point where we reached the stage where Haman HaRasha wanted to destroy Gantz Klal Yisrael. And there was one person who said, I refuse to become part of that. I have to make Havdalah. I don't just make Havdalah Motzi Shabbos, but I live Havdalah. Havdalah is Ben Yisrael Amin. Ben Kodesh Shechol, that's what he is going to do. And on Motzi Shabbos, when we come out of the Kedush of Shabbos, now's the moment to say, Atachoinen Lodan Das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give me Das. How can I be Mavdil in my life? And everybody thought Mordechai was a Mashiach. And Mordechai, who is Mavdil Ben Kodesh Shechol, Mordechai, who was able to reach that level, as a result of him, La Yehudim HaYisra'ira, there was Gevaltic light. The Goyim brought upon darkness upon the Yidden because we didn't appreciate our light. Mordechai appreciated his light and we're able to differentiate ourselves from the non-Jewish world and Baruch Hashem have our Haftalah and reach the great level. So last night when I'm sitting in the darkness in my home trying to work out a drosha for Baruch Hashem, I had a lot of mahalchim. Baruch Hashem the Shari Aaron was masking to my shat. Efshe, when we're saying this process of La'ihudim Ha'isa'ara, we should remind ourselves of what the real Or is. Chazal say it's the Or of Torah, it's the light of what it means to be a Yid, and the Mitzvah Hashem and the Schus that we'll make Havdalah properly, and we'll be Mavdil ourselves properly, and reach the Madregas HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects from us. Mitzvah Hashem, we should soon see the Binyan based on Migdash from Herod Yomeinu.